Unit 91, Icebergs. Fog at sea is dangerous, but icebergs at sea are terrifying. Just the mention of icebergs and we immediately think Titanic. Even though that ship struck a large berg, we know icebergs can be even larger. One of the largest ever seen was in the Antarctic region. It was 60 miles wide. It was over 200 miles long. Let us compare it to one of our states. It was twice as big as the state of Connecticut. An even more important measure of size is the depth of an iceberg. For example, the Antarctic berg towered about 400 feet above the surface of the ocean. But this was only about an eighth to the tenth of its total mass. Most of the berg, 3,600 feet in this case, was underwater. How was icebergs formed? The iceberg, first of all, was part of a glacier or ice cap on land. The thickest ice cap of all is the Antarctic ice cap. It is 1,000 feet thick near the coast and 6,000 feet thick in the middle. The 6,000-foot portion is heavy beyond imagination. This weight in the middle puts pressure on the whole ice cap. The pressure pushes out the ice at the ends. The ends are pushed into the sea. When these ends break off, they become floating icebergs. Let's shift to the North Atlantic. The bergs here break off the ice cap covering Greenland. The danger is that some of these bergs float into the roots of transatlantic liners. April, May, and June are the worst months. During these months, ships take a more southerly route. Ships traveling at night are in special danger. After the Titanic, an ice patrol was formed to protect all ships. Ice patrols use planes and ships to locate icebergs. The patrol reports the position of all icebergs. It also charts the berg's probable courses. No one wants another Titanic.